Okay. Hi.
Hi.
I think we're basically supposed to... Are we supposed to state anything like names to start recording intros? And then, okay, so... I'm Mary Livesey. I laugh a lot. It's not good. Anyway.
I'm Alex Nichols.
Alex Nichols.
I'm Lydia Lucia Medeiros.
Gotcha. Okay. So, do you have any questions that you would like to ask us before we start?
No, it's fine. Awesome. I have all the questions about everything.
Okay. Where'd the document go? There it is. Okay. This is the Oklahoma State University Library Special Collections and University Archives Deed of Gift interview and photograph. Okay. So, which you have signed and dated for September 25th, 2018. That makes sense. Okay. And then we have this, which is the other document. I forgot what she called it. What did she call it?
Intake form.
The intake form. Which we would like it if you would sign.
Well, we're supposed to.
Oh, we're supposed to. We're supposed to fill that out. Are we?
Yes.
Okay. I'm an airhead. I'm sorry. So we're supposed to fill that out. Now do I just start with
the questions? I can start again.
Okay.
It needs to start again?
Huh?
You need to start again?
No.
Missing something?
Questions. Okay.
We're supposed to go over all that just before we start questions.
I'm an airhead. I forget things.
But do I have to fill this formulary?
No, we'll fill it out
we'll
after.
Fill it out. Yeah,
okay.
It's all good. We're all good. Everything's okay. We got it. Okay, so Lydia, is that okay if I call you Lydia? Okay, awesome. How old are you?
I am 55 years old, and I am 56 next Sunday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, so next Sunday, that is going to be what? 30th September. Awesome. Okay, so we have just a couple questions basically about your personal life.
Okay.
Like, are you currently married?
Yes, I got married twice. That's my second marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I have two sons, one with 30 years old and another one with 27. Actually, they are 31 and 28 years old.
Oh.
And I have a stepson with 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, she's still alive with 90.
Okay, yes.
She's 90 years old. I have two brothers and three sisters, and
mm-hmm.
everybody lives in Brazil. My whole family is still living there. My kids too. Here it's only me and my husband who lives here. He's from Brazil too,
mm-hmm.
but he lives here in Taosa almost 20 years old. Almost 20 years. He moved to Taosa almost 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. When did you guys meet?
Actually, I know him since I was a girl. He was a friend of mine in Brazil. We were boyfriends and girlfriends
mm-hmm.
in the past. We almost got married before, but we broke up. Before got married, we got married with another person,
mm-hmm.
and after 20 years, around that, we got divorced. And we never see each other before that, because he was living here, and I lost contact with him.
Mm-hmm.
But after around 9 years ago, we make a new contact again, because his mom died, and we could find each other again, and you start again to meeting, and now we decide to get married. That's the reason I come to Taos. I'm living here only 2 years, almost 2 years, not completely 2 years. Mm-hmm. In December, complete 2 years that I'm living here. That's the big reason that I moved to Taos.
Oh, that's really sweet. Sorry. Did you have any schooling before you moved to Tulsa? Like, what made you choose TCC?
The reason, because as he lives here a long, long time, he says this is the best place to learn English. He knows a lot of the college.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided for me. I never research. I saw something like that and said, no, let's go. I will enroll you in this class because it's the best here in Tulsa,
mm-hmm.
in his opinion. And I suppose it's the opinion of the most of the people around here, right?
Yes.
It's a very good place. I'm very happy here. I move in December. I start the class in April. Mm-hmm. I suppose the semester start in April, around
that
like
that.
That
sounds right.
And I come quickly to the class, and I love it. I feel very well received,
mm-hmm.
welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the word?
Yes, that
here, the teachers are awesome, especially at the ESL Center.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have this characteristics, this center, right? To receive all the foreigners, make we know everything about your cultures and the language. Of course, the principal reason we are here to learn to speak English better than you Americans from. I'm very lucky because I think I got all my teachers, they are very good.
Mm-hmm.
I learn a lot. I'm learning. I'm still learning a lot. And I can see that I'm improving my English. I'm sorry because I am not ready. But I think it's very good. I'm happy to be here. I stopped one semester because I have to some trip, because you can do a lot of course, right? The regular semester,
mm-hmm.
three months of classes.
Yeah, it's a 16-week courses usually.
Yes, I suppose some 3 months around that.
Yeah,
and then they have the summers or the short,
mm-hmm.
course, but I did not do that because I have to travel and last year I stay out for 3 months and oh no, I need to come back to the class because I missed the class.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to tell you. I stop for a while or do less classes, but I say, oh, it's necessary, I have a lot of class, continue, come back. I'm happy here.
Awesome.
Very happy.
So what is your native language, like the language you...
Portuguese.
Portuguese?
Yes, you speak Portuguese in Portugal too, but they are different.
There are
differences between Portuguese from Portugal, from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
They are different from the Portuguese you speak in Brazil.
Hmm. How are they different exactly?
What again?
How are they different?
The accent and some words is different. You can, if you listen me speaking Portuguese,
mm-hmm.
or listen a African or a Portuguese from Portugal, because I am Brazilian, we are Brazilians, and the person who lives in Portugal, they are Portugueses.
Mm-hmm.
As some part of Africa, it's colonized from Portugal.
Yeah.
Some place they speak Portuguese in Africa too. And you can see the difference.
Oh, cool.
It's like an accent, actually. In some words, specific words, it's different sometimes, but it's natural. Nowadays, a lot of Brazilians are moving to Portugal.
Really?
Yes, because in Brazil, you have some political problems now, economic problems now, there are crises, there are problems, financial problems. we are not in a very good situation in general. So the people are moving to Portugal. It's the first place you have facilities to move. Because you have this, the facility with the language, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we can't find a lot of Brazilian here in Towson, United States either, I think.
You
can find a lot of people living out here in United States from Brazil. Even in Towson, we have a lot of Brazilians.
I have a sister-in-law from Brazil.
Yeah, you told me that. Do you know where she's from?
She's from São Paulo.
São Paulo.
Yeah,
yes. I am from Rio de Janeiro. It's a small city because São Paulo is bigger than Rio. Actually, São Paulo is probably the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
Not in space, geographically,
yeah.
But is the financial heart from Brazil is, you can say it's São Paulo.
Mm-hmm.
Rio, it's the second or third place maybe, but Rio is famous because it's on the coast of Brazil. We have a very beautiful beach around the city. The people are happy. We have the sea, the sun. we have the happiness inside us, like a shine, like a sunshine. And I love my city. As you could heard in my speech before,
yes.
I live in Rio. It's a big city, and then I move to another small city. It's very nice too because the people are very friendly in Brazil. That's the reason in Brazil you used to say, when you say hello, we became best friends. And we receive the people very well. Yeah, I move in my own country from one city to another, from one big city to a small city, and I was very well treated too. We used to do this with our guests, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or new visitors.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking I think it's why I'm so happy here in TCC, because I feel they do the same here, especially. I don't have a lot of social life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I suppose it's cultural. In United States, the people doesn't work in that way. Have a lot of fun. Actually, here I received some invited to go to some parties around the ESL centers.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, but it's different. The way you live, you do everything together. But here I don't have a lot of different places where I used to go.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to my church. I'm Catholic. I like to go to Mass. I did some...
Oh.
I stay with some groups to learn English. I did Bible course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to study the Bible inside to understand better the language, because I need this to learn to listen the Mass. So I stay. I have a group with some friends around the church. It was a Brazilian woman who introduced myself in this group.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason. Some Brazilians contacts make you. Introduce you, and it's good. That's it. What else?
So, like, as far as being in Tulsa goes, like, you said that you don't have much social, like...
Entertainment.
Yeah. What kind of stuff would you have done back in Brazil versus what you do here?
Actually, for example, in Brazil you have beach all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Every place you go around, for example, Brazil is very big, as the United States. I didn't travel a lot around my country, actually. Mm-hmm. I know some spots that I could visit before, but we have a lot of contact with nature, because we have beach, we have farms, we have, the people stay outside. The weather is very good.
Mm-hmm.
We have short time of winter. It's not so hard. It's still warm, you know, almost in whole country. It's a tropical country. The weather is tropical, so it's good. And I don't know, for that reason, the people stay outside. The streets are small. We walk in the street. For example, at the beginning, I started walking around my neighborhood, and I said, nobody walk in the street, in the walk side, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just the only person walking as a crazy person. Only cars. Of course, in Brazil, in a big cities, probably you have some part of that. But here, I travel a lot around Oklahoma. I went to Yosemite. I did a lot of good travels, good trips around already here. And I can see the people. Even the big center, I went to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
The heart of Houston, nobody at the street. Some place, oh, there's a street, the people are crossing the street, oh my God, I saw people walking the foot in the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. That's one big difference. Of course, the snow, I never saw snow before.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't snow in Brazil?
And I don't like, I'm always with my coach, I have something else. I'm freezing all the time. Because even, I suppose we could do the interview outside, because I say, let's go outside, I need sun. I need sun in my skin.
Mm-hmm.
All the time I go outside. Sometimes I go through, I cross this door, go in straight outside and get into another. Just to not to go in this inside air, I go outside. I need the sun, I need the air. During the summer, when I saw some place like a river, a lake, can I get in, please? I need to get in. That's this kind of nature contact we need a lot.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah. Even the way the people used to dress is different.
Oh,
more
really?
Likely, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Thing like that. But I can find my space over this. Of course, we have a lot of kind. Is this my personal point of view? Of course, mm-hmm. How I live, how I used to use my time. But of course, we have a lot of difference of organization. You're much better. You are the best in these points, maybe. Respect of laws, everything works right. The people arrive on time. Nobody late. For example, in Tulsa, tomorrow I will receive some visitors,
mm-hmm.
and she asked me, oh. There, no problem if you cannot take me at the airport, because in Rio de Janeiro nowadays nobody go to the airport to get the visitors, because you have to cross a bad streets, mm-hmm. a danger place to cross. You live here, the airport is here, and you have to cross the bad street to reach the airport. And the people say, okay, I will not pick you up and even bring you down.
Mm-hmm.
Put you down. The people comes and, no, I'm arriving. She arrived at your home, mm-hmm. and she go alone to the airport. And she asked me, can you pick me up at the airport? Oh, of course. In 20 minutes, I'll be there. I will be there in 20 minutes every, forever, because it's just a small distant, everything works good.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we have some problems in the traffic because they are fixing everything around. You can see all the time. It's good. Everything works. The traffic goes on. Nothing stopping. I didn't see no problem, even with the snow. Mm-hmm. So it's different. Fortunately, I never saw a tornado or something like that yet. Hopefully. And I hope never see it.
Yeah, hopefully you never do.
Did you?
They're scary.
Did you leave this situation?
One time it was.
One time?
Yeah, I lived.
In how long? Years?
18.
You live here 18 years?
Yes, I'm 18
once?
Years old. So
once
was,
how?
It
it's
was,
okay.
I've lived here 16 years. Yeah, or not 16, 18. Yeah, I'm 18. I've lived here the entire time. There's tornadoes are.
Did you see some?
One got pretty close to my house.
You watch everything happening?
Yeah.
It's scary, right?
Yeah, I destroyed a building.
I saw some buildings destroyed after it's happened, but I never see. Here, some days they sign the siren,
mm-hmm.
ring, sing, song. How do you call it?
Ring.
Yeah, but I think it was just a.
It's a testing.
Testing, yes,
yeah.
Not real.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they do that
even the sun was bright, so
yeah.
It's scary. Oh, what's happening? What's going on? What's in 5 minutes? Let's see. Back in the way.
Yeah, so. They just.
Oh, I saw some storms, winds,
mm-hmm.
but nothing that say oh. Is that?
Mm-hmm.
I hope, so I'm not afraid anymore. 20 years, I will be fortunate forever. Never see this happen. I hope.
What jobs have you had?
Oh, yes. Actually, I am psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
I did the University of Psychologist in my age, young age. But I never worked like that. I after I graduated, I got married and I moved to this small city and I didn't work regular. I didn't have a regular job. Actually, I say something like a person who says at your home.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I work with an American brand of vitamins,
mm-hmm.
Nature Sunshine. They have network in Brazil. That kind of job I used to do at the around in my 30s.
Mm-hmm.
After divorce, I got my first job, really. I work in a place that they teach the people how to cook. I was not the teacher, but I was the manager of the place. I received the clients, the students, and prepare everything around the class, cooking class.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very good. It was my first job, actually. Before, when I was at the university, I have some experience as a psychologist in a hotel, but it was just 1 year, and I never work like psychologist anymore. Then I have this network with this company, and then I start in this small school, cooking school, as a sailors in a big mall in my country too. I work there, and then I come back to work in that cooking class to the school,
mm-hmm.
cooking school again, and that it's now I'm doing some volunteer works here. That's only as a volunteer.
Okay.
What kind of volunteer work do you do?
I help at Catholic charities, and to the Birthright. It's a small group to help moms and kids two years old, help the pregnant. They give support to the pregnant and the kids till 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Birthright.
Birthright.
Yeah. I help both of them once a week or as I can.
Are you planning on going back to a psychology thing?
No, it was almost 4 years ago. 40 years ago. Because I graduated around 20.
Mm-hmm.
Well, exaggerating, 35 years ago. Yes, I think I graduated. It's too much, and I don't have this plan. Actually, I was here in TCC, we have a lot of lunch and learns. And once I watch another day, it's about how to discover your talents, the job that could fit with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to look for some help to find some job to do. I think it's necessary. Here is everybody work. The job is not like... Of course, I probably don't need the money to survive, but I think I need the job to survive for me.
To occupy yourself?
What again?
To occupy yourself.
Yeah, it's not in that only to occupy myself, because mm-hmm. I have a lot of occupation. Mm-hmm. I have to study, did homework, do everything that I have to do inside home, because a woman, as a wife, as a mom, he works a lot. He has the time full. My schedule is full, but it's different. When you work to put what your talents to serve the others in that way. And sometimes you have to do something that you really love. I'm just looking for that. And TCC still help me. As learning English, I have to do some speech, and we have to some search to know how about we are gonna speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I learn a lot of to be a chocolatier. And it was a presentation about our dream job. You can imagine anything you like to do, and I say, oh, and I look me researching about that, and I apply to a job in a confection, mm-hmm. chocolate confection, but I didn't get the job yet. But I think I can do it once day, because I am a lover of chocolate. And I think it's a good way to work with it. Maybe, I don't know. I will try to figure out what fits with me and with your culture, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what you have to offer to me, I don't know. Yet. Yeah.
Going back to Brazil?
Actually not, just for visit the family.
Mm-hmm. Not permanently?
I'm living here now.
Okay.
I'm got married. I'm building my new life here, around here. My husband, he is from Brazil too, but he now is a citizen, American citizen.
Mm-hmm.
He works here for whole life. And by that time, he'd probably never be back to Brazil. Only to visit or to some job quickly for some month. But if I could put everybody there or everybody, everything here, there, or everybody from they're here. But no, I think not yet. I don't have these plans.
Okay.
I just start living here, so I think keep living here.
Bringing back the previous subject, but you said you like chocolate.
Yes.
What kind of chocolate is your favorite? I'm curious.
Now I learned that the best one is the dark one.
Oh, yes.
Actually, if it's chocolate, I can have it. But I try to go in this way more than the others now, just to be more healthy. Because the first research was about the dream job, and I speak about to become a chocolatier. Then mm-hmm. the other speech, it was how you call when you have to convince the others to do something, the persuasion
speech.
And I still researching about the chocolate, mm-hmm. and to try to persuaded you eat chocolate because it's good to your health, it can make you thinner, it's unbelievable, help your diet, including because may you satisfy it and help you keep awake. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of studies that show you it can work in your favor, it's positive way.
Mm-hmm.
So I speak again about chocolate and then about dark chocolate. And now I'm still reading about chocolate. I have reading class now, and you have to choice about some any kind of book to read, and I'm reading about chocolate. So I think it's that way I like to go, because it was funny because when I started talking about that to the people, especially I have a conversation class at the libraries. It's awesome too. It's another good experience here, because the library help the students all the times. They are huge libraries, beautiful one. Everything works. It's amazing. I think everything here in United States works like that. And I start doing the conversation class, and I mentioned about that speech that I did here, and the teacher said, "Oh, do you know the glacier confection are hiring? Why don't you apply to this?" And she helped me to do my resume, and I have 4 interviews. I have a cell phone interview. I have an interview with the owner and the manager, and then I visit the factory. I see everything working. I went to the shop. I ate their chocolate. I ate their ice cream. I involved myself with them, but they didn't choose me to the position. Doesn't matter, but I still believe that I can have this position one day. I think I need to improve my English. Do you know this place?
Glacier Chocolate. I've never been there, I don't think, but I do know what you're talking about.
It's awesome.
I've never heard of it.
I've had their chocolate before.
They have one shop at the Utica Square.
Oh, I think I have been there one time. It's that little coffee shop,
it's
little
a
chocolate shop in the middle
and they have a ice cream shop.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have a small one, I think it's downtown.
I think so.
It's a small one at the town, and the big one they open now, it's called From Bean to Bars. This is a huge place, awesome. You can see how they make the chocolate, the machines
cool.
Inside the big one. Because they probably were hiring to this new shop. And of course I could not attend the customers yet with my English. But I don't know. I can work at the shop, at the factory doing the chocolate. See the machine, but we have some some verse in Portuguese to say, what is yours is yours. Mm-hmm. If this place should be mine once, they're waiting for me. The place is waiting for me. I hope so. I know another factory, but they didn't hire the Rock Mountain.
Oh,
Rock Mountain chocolate.
Mm-hmm. I think I've heard of
it's
that.
It's very good too. I interviewed the guy because I have to my speech we have to interview mm-hmm. some people, and I interviewed the owner of this factory. But he said, no, I used to my temporary employees, some friends, they come and help me, and I don't hear it. Okay, it's close. But I can buy this chocolate, it's very good. I discovered another one at Broken Arrow. They have a small shop, very nice too. Let's improve. I'm learning a lot about how to do it. You have the picture here. They show you how to learn how to do chocolates. Let me show you. It's very funny. It's a book. Oh, but it is. They paint here how chocolates are made. They show you how to do this.
That is really cute. I love that book. That's cute.
So, what else? Cover everything?
We have to wrap it up.
How many time do you have to keep the conversation?
It was supposed to be for 20 minutes.
And oh!
It looks like we've gone 16 minutes over.
Okay.
Sorry.
Did you cover up? Sorry, I could be shorter.
No, it's fine.
I think, wasn't there? There was one more question that we wanted to ask. What was it?
I think so. Is that what you want?
I'm not
100%
sure.
I'll just ask that one. The Olympics took place in Rio.
Yes.
Were you there for that?
Yes, I was very close where everything would happen, but I didn't watch the games.
Oh, okay.
Because it was very expensive, very crowded.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't the opportunity, but I could watch everything mm-hmm. around were happening. And I was very close because I live in Copacabana. It's a big block square area. And I could see all the tourists all the time. It was very good. Everybody, I visited the space of cute of they build around,
mm-hmm.
like shows, like a space that you can visit to the places, the countries they were there. For example, let's visit the Germany store. It's like that.
Oh,
they build some space of the other countries that mm-hmm. I could visit a lot. And I that's it. But I didn't watch the games. Actually, I'm not a sportive lover. It's very expensive.
Yeah.
I don't like the crowd. And I have some problem in my family. I should have to take care for some problems. And I could not be there. But it is awesome. I'm trying to have. I can show you some picture after that if you want. I think I can find. So what else?
I'm trying to remember the one question I had. I don't remember what it was, and I don't think we wrote it down.
I went to a game. Now I can see here. I went to a game from the disabilities, people with disability. Can you see these symbols?
Was that here?
And at the Olympics, but it's happened after.
Oh. Okay.
It's a game, the Paralympics games.
Oh, the para. Okay.
Yeah, I went in this one. I could
That's
see
cool.
now. I can't remember now that I went in this. Look, I can see that. Rio, 26 the beach, Copacabana Beach. I visited the United States Square that they created, of course, there. It's me. I'm almost American in that time. Oh, it's only this one. I visit the place of Coca-Cola. My nephew works to Coca-Cola, and they have a very huge place you can play, take pictures, and that's it. I did. I don't know. I can see these pictures of the day I visit Coca-Cola space. I could not find in my clowns.
I just remembered the one question I had. It's a quick one. This was one I wanted to ask earlier, but I forgot. have you found Tulsans to be anywhere near as welcoming as the people in Brazil?
What again?
Have you found the people of Tulsa to be as welcoming and friendly?
I have the TCC example. If they are from Tulsa, of course they are. I think it's very well welcoming.
Okay.
I don't have any kind of problem. Even with the language, I always say I'm from Brazil. Oh, okay, and the people speak slowly, try to help me.
Mm-hmm.
I work out in the gym, everybody know me. I think it's okay. It's very, don't have no problems, fortunately. Anything else?
Sorry about okay, let's go ahead and wrap up.
Okay.
Do you remember what we were supposed to say? Thank you so much for your time, Lydia. You have been incredible to talk to. It has been lovely to get to know you.
Thank you for your patience to hear me, to wait me.
I hope your chocolatier dreams come true.
Okay. I tell you, I let you know when it's happened.